You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back in the second half, and we have Dr. Joseph Mosquera on with us. He has 30 years' experience caring for the Latino community as a general practitioner. He's a graduate of Rutgers Medical School. He studied neurology, internal medicine, acupuncture, traditional Chinese medicine, hypnotherapy, psychotherapy. He's a lecturer of integrative medicine at Harvard and Georgetown. And he has put together an app for the Hispanic community to help. And so welcome. It's great to have you on the show today. Now, you've created this app, and I would like to know how to say it properly before I even try.
Right. Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for having me on. Yes, this app is called, the name is Tu Receta, with sort of roll the
Spanish. I knew you were going to roll it like Spanish. That's why I didn't try.
It literally translates to your prescription, su receta.
And you have a really wide background in much medicine. What caused you to create this for the Hispanic community?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, I go back in treating the not only Hispanic but Brazilian multicultural communities in a city called Newark, New Jersey. And there's a little enclave here. It's a destination point from people from all over the world. And when I began in the 80s, I had to deal with different cultural beliefs, different cultural visions of what medicine should be like. And so I had to quickly learn their cultures, their traditional medicines, what worked, what didn't. And that sort of spurred me on to understand what we now call integrative medicine, to see what is truly evidence-based and what really works, such as in the fields of acupuncture, nutritional therapy, supplements, hypnotherapy, et cetera.
So this app isn't just about prescriptions. This is about your health.
It is. And in terms of prescriptions, I mean, that is, of course, a very big subject, especially here in the U.S., the by far the largest over-prescribing country in the world. Something at the rate of over, if you can believe it, 4 billion prescriptions a year. And certainly there's a huge amount of over-medication. This seems to be mostly financially motivated, and we certainly don't spend enough time preventing disease and promoting health, but rather than a financially motivated disease management system where we simply pay for the disease management with these drugs, many of which are probably not needed and certainly overprescribed and certainly dangerous. I mean, here in the United States, approximately 125,000 people per year die from side effects or from an adverse reaction from prescription medications, making it one of the leading causes of death. So it comes with a very high cost to human life and a very high cost to the medical system, something, according to the Commonwealth Fund here, approximately $200 billion in extra added costs, simply because we use all this medication and these side effects and emergency room admissions and problems and complications that people get from using these medications.
So those are considered iatrogenic diseases or doctor-induced?
Exactly, yeah. Doctor-induced or iatrogenic, but mostly, of course, medication-induced, where we seem to be taking a pill for everything and, you know, lifestyle changes in most cases would help, especially for the mild cases that we know of, whether it's, you know, osteopenia or things like gastritis, upset stomach, mild depression, insomnia, many of your pre-diabetic conditions, pre-hypertensive conditions. You know, all can be treated with lifestyle modifications, you know, preventing these diseases and promoting health with the use of proper integrative approaches like the combination of nutrition, possibly some supplements, although supplements are another subject that, you know, are also somewhat overused and misunderstood. But my app is really focused on helping the people who can't pay. Really, today everybody seems not to be able to afford medication unless they're subsidized by a very good insurance, which is rare. So with the Hispanic community, this app is really geared toward all those perhaps 60 million people in the United States who really can't afford their medication. Statistics show that over half of these patients never end up getting their prescription simply because they can't afford it. So basically this app sort of looks around the different pharmacies in the area and locates the lowest price. It's sort of like these ads that you see for travel sites where it locates the lowest price, and you download a coupon, you take it to the pharmacy, and it's accepted in over 60,000 pharmacies in the United States, and you can save up to 80, sometimes more, in percentages. For example, an antibiotic that you take commonly, something like a Levaquin, would be maybe $80 to $100 for a week's supply, and with this app, it's probably in most places around $8 or $9.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes some of the medication at least affordable to many people, and especially Latinos, bilingual communities around the United States, or where out of those 60 million, perhaps as many as half really have little or no insurance at all, and barely can afford to go to the doctor, and certainly a visit to the emergency room would be financial ruin for most of these patients. So that was the purpose of coming up with the app, to offer a savings and a conduit of access and affordability to medication.
So, Joseph, how easy is it to use? And are you getting any feedback from the pharmaceuticals? And who helps support you to get this information out to the communities that need it?
Yeah, and that's been the marketing of the app is simply one of getting the word out there through social media, through programs, and really educating patients, as you know we do on shows like yours, and really getting the word out. We're a small family operation, to where I haven't really looked for major investors in this, and certainly we're not as large. There's a few other drug saving apps out there in the United States that are really big in terms of patients' notoriety, simply because they're known, for example, and they're good apps as well. They do the same thing, basically, but this is directed at the Hispanic audience. And primarily social media, Facebook, and primarily through informing people. I worked, in addition to some of the things you mentioned, I worked as one of the lead national health experts for Consumer Reports for 7 years. There we were able to really reach a large audience with appearances on shows and discussions on all health topics. And that's the same way I hope to do with this app, and really get out there, inform the people, and teach them how to use it, which is, people basically from your cell phone, you can Google the name Sudafedra once you know it exists. And from there, you can simply put down your zip code, the name of the medication, and the quantity, and out will pop up within whatever you prefer, a 5-mile, 10-mile, or 25-mile radius, which are the best prices for your prescription and where you can get them.
Is this difficult for seniors to do? I know that the seniors often aren't as savvy with apps and computer things.
Yeah, and that is true. And that is a challenge because for example, when I practice out of my office, it's easy because I show patients how to do it. But we are sort of focusing on a lot of the millennials who help their older generation out. They are probably an English-speaking first community.
Mm-hmm.
So they help out their grandparents who are both basically Spanish-speaking first. But that's why I have the app in both bilingual, in both languages, so that they can talk with each other and the millennial generation can really show them and actually download the coupon.
And that is something very strong in Latino communities, is caring for all the different age groups together and staying together as a family.
It sure is. In fact, there's sort of a paradox with Latino communities. They have their longevity is one of the highest of all groups in the United States. Latino women, for example, I think they outlive normal, just other groups, other ethnic groups, by anywhere from 3 to 5 years. Their average lifespan in the United States is somewhere around reaching the mid-80s now. And I attribute that in part because of their, what you're mentioning, is that the family often unites. They have strong community support and strong family support. And I think that certainly all that support is what we need as we age and as we, need help and get these, conditions that we have to treat and serious illnesses.
Mm-hmm. So as a physician and as an educator, you see that a part of wellness is the education rather than just the pill and the spirit, keeping the spirit alive and keeping the love alive in families.
Absolutely. That attitude is key. Attitude of maintaining our spirit and positive outlook, being expressing really gratitude for all that's happened in one's life and looking forward to look at things in a positive way with that support. And, I often get involved in that type of spiritual education as well, which I think is an important part. We're clearly over-medicated. I mean, it's sort of, there's a little irony here is that I'm talking about a drug-saving app, but I certainly don't support the overuse of medication. I am totally against it. We use too many medications in circumstances where we could do without them. I see patients all the time that are on as many as a dozen medications at a time, especially the elderly over 65. And I usually am able to cut out at least three or four of them, even on the first visit, that either complicate matters and they really don't need. And part of the reason is with our healthcare system is that many patients find themselves going to multiple physicians and they do not speak with each other today in this age of electronic records. Really, nobody picks up the phone and discusses a patient. It's very rare. So patients unknowingly are taking extra medications from here and there. They think they just have to continue taking them. About a third of the patients statistically are never told about side effects or interactions, so it really presents a dangerous mix when they're on these all these medications, and we clearly overprescribe them. So it's really important for patients to really discuss this with their doctor, as well as not only all the medications they take and if they need them, but also if they're on any supplements or vitamins, which can also interact with prescription medications.
Okay. We're going to have to go to a quick break, Joseph, and when we come back, we're going to continue talking about the lower cost of prescriptions for people who can't afford them.